classification of gamma-ray targets for velocity-dependent and subalo-boosted dark matter annihilation, by Thomas LaCroix et al. Gamma-ray observations have long been used to constrain the properties of dark matter, DM, with a strong focus on weakly interacting massive particles annihilating through velocity-independent processes. However, in the absence of clear-cut observational evidence for the simplest candidates, the interest of the community in more complex DM scenarios involving a velocity-dependent cross-section has been growing steadily over the past few years. We present the first systematic study of velocity-dependent DM annihilation, in particular P-wave annihilation and Sommerfeld enhancement, in a variety of astrophysical objects, not only including the well-studied Milky Way dwarf satellite galaxies, but nearby dwarf irregular galaxies and local galaxy clusters as well. Particular attention is given to the interplay between velocity dependence and DM halo substructure. Uncertainties related to halo mass, phase space and substructure modeling are also discussed in this velocity-dependent context. We show that, for S-wave annihilation, extremely large subalo boost factors are to be expected, up to 10 to the power of 11 in clusters and up to 10 to the power of 6 minus 10 to the power of 7 in dwarf galaxies where subalos are usually assumed not to play an important role. Boost factors for P-wave annihilation are smaller but can still reach 10 to the power of 3 in clusters. The angular extension of the DM signal is also significantly impacted, with e.g. the cluster typical emission radius increasing by a factor of order 10 in the S-wave case. We also compute the signal contrast of the objects in our sample with respect to annihilation happening in the Milky Way halo. Overall, we find that the hierarchy between the brightest considered targets depends on the specific details of the assumed particle physics model. This was classification of gamma-ray targets for velocity-dependent and subalo-boosted dark matter annihilation, by Thomas LaCroix et al.